Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're selling a digital product, isn't your inventory unlimited? Right? You never run out. You don't run out of digital downloads. You know, it almost sounds like a trick question. You know, how could it not be? Because a file can be downloaded over and over. You downloading the file doesn't affect my ability to download it and so on. You know, if it's a song, for example, like an MP3 or a WAV file or, you know, some other format. Nevertheless, our caller today has a question about digital inventory. And it's a smart one, actually, because they're wondering if there might be a downside to continuing to add more and more digital products to their online store. How much do you keep building out your store versus supporting the products that are selling the best? I like this thinking. Okay, so it's not so much about a technical issue, it's about a branding issue. Let's talk it out. Detailed question coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Side Hustle team. This is Amy from Charleston. Here's my question. I'm thinking of following the model of selling downloadable reports, and I wonder if it's better to just focus on a few bestsellers or go all in and try to build out dozens of them over time. What do you think is better? I realize this might sound silly since digital products are unlimited, but I thought I'd ask just in case. Is there a disadvantage to continuing to add more and more products, especially if some aren't selling?
All right, so there are two approaches here, you know, each with pros and cons. First of all, yes, the digital inventory really is unlimited. The shopping cart that you're using for whatever platform you're working on, they might limit you to a certain number of items, but it's usually a pretty big limit. So if it seems like you're encountering some constraints or something that feels confining, you might need a different app or platform. You should be able to add hundreds, usually thousands, of different items. So the question isn't about logistics as much as it is about branding, as I said, and really, actually, it's more about conversion. I think that's a better word. You know, what are you trying to sell? Like, what are you selling? If you have 100 different digital items, most likely there's a small minority of those items that sell much more than all the others. It is the 80-20 rule in operation, you know, where like a small minority of inputs generate the majority of outputs. So approach number one here is to say, well, you know, the 80 other items, whatever the number is, they don't sell very much, but, you know, it's digital. It's like I have no costs to keeping those items there. And they do sell some, and the work for them is done. So let's just let it ride, you know, and whenever those sales come in, it's like, great, nice, free money. The approach number two, though, is to say, wow, you know, five of these products, let's say five out of the 100, you know, they're really high performers. And then maybe there's another, you know, 10 to 15 that are solid sellers. So out of all these products, like we've really got 20, you know, five that are the best. And then another, you know, as I said, 15, 10, 15, whatever the number is, you know, everything else needs to go. I need to focus on these products that are selling the most. It's clearly what people want. Everything else might actually be a distraction. And I don't want my customers to be distracted or overwhelmed by choice. So that therefore is the dilemma. And both approaches are valid. You know, it kind of depends on what you're selling. So I mentioned songs earlier. You know, Spotify's got, I have no idea what the number is, like an enormous number, you know, of tracks and artists and albums and such. You know, they're not just showing, you know, the top, you know, 5 to 10. Although if you look at certain playlists, they do, but that's different. But for like a small business that's just selling digital guides or reports or something where you're trying to get people not to just sample a whole bunch of stuff, but actually like purchase it, unlike streaming, then it might be much better to say, I'm going to focus on what works and what actually sells. So the answer for you depends on what you are selling. That's the best answer there. But as I said, good question. Good thing to be thinking about. And listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on. We'll continue to feature them each week, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm so glad you're out there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.